This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Distinguished Southern gentleman, and he looks, he was in movies and stuff, women loved him, loved him. It wasn't the same kind of love as women had for Tom Jones, but it was still that, you know, they look at him and they melt, riding in a one-horse sleigh. Oh, that was great. Alright, so here we are celebrating early. Why not? Let's cast a big giant net over people that want to celebrate the way it feels every year at this time, no matter what your religion. I think it gets into our blood. It gets into the air. It gets, we all feel differently and enjoy the music and the camaraderie, the parties, all of that good stuff. We were talking earlier, and you can catch this on our Good Day Show podcast, actually listening during the day. Today, you can listen because we have all of the hours repeat through the day, all day long. I think we have, what, six times they repeat. The whole show is repeated at gooddayshow.com. And then we have the download, and you'll hear our discussion about the various the various and sundry number of versions of Jingle Bell Rock. The first one was Brenda Lee, right? Jingle Bell, no, it wasn't. Yeah, it was Brenda Lee. Wasn't that the first one you played? Is that what got the conversation started, James?
That was Bobby Helms.
It was Bobby Helms.
Bobby Helms. Okay. All right. Anyway, so there are all those, and you can hear the number if you listen back to the download or to the program during the day today. If you didn't hear that, you'll hear us talking about how many different versions of that song and other Christmas songs there are. It's amazing how many there are. Everybody, any recording artist worth his or her salt or any group has recorded at least one Christmas album, right? And so they have all the traditional Christmas tunes which you would expect. And they're good. It's fun. The download that is presently available, because we have two things you can listen to, the Good Day Show itself all through the day, and then you can catch the download, which has highlights sort of as a podcast. The discussion of Andre Brower, one of the things that we had a conversation. The more I think about that, the more I think, God, this is lousy. Because he was a good actor, and he just...
He was just such a joy to watch.
Yeah, he was kind of. Yeah, it was fun. Anyway, or next time of the Pet Show, talking about some of the new dog illnesses that are around to make... Anyway, you listen to the whole thing. Maria Francesca trilogy on our download, focused on what is going to happen astrologically between now and the end of the year. It's time for Mercury to go retrograde. But she says, don't worry, not going to be a big problem this time around. So that's good. All right, check it out. We are also focusing on miracles. Miracles. Here's a four-month-old Tennessee boy who survived being sucked into tornadoes. Huh? Wow. This is, according to his mother, by the grace of God, my four-month-old baby is still alive. Listen to this. This four-month-old survived being sucked into the tornado that touched down. We were talking about this, I think, yesterday or the day before. Mm-hmm. Over the weekend, the severe weather in all over Tennessee. The mother and her two children were inside their home in Clarksville, Tennessee, when the tornado tore through their town, through their house. The mother, Sydney Moore, said she was with her one-year-old son in the back bedroom of their mobile home. See, mobile homes seem to be, there's something about the metal that attracts tornadoes, right? Whenever there's a mobile home within reach of a tornado, rip it up. And so anyway, it looks like the winds began to pick up the mobile home. The walls of the home collapsed. Then the mother jumped on her, she has three children apparently, she jumped on two of them, and her boyfriend was watching as the four-month-old was pulled out of the bassinet and into the funnel cloud. This is something you only see in a movie.
Awful,
remember in Twister,
right?
Where you saw the cow get sucked up in the mm-hmm. in the tornado? So this boyfriend...
That would have to have been such a devastating sight. And thank the Lord that this child is okay.
Yeah. I mean, it's dramatic. It sounds like we're making it dramatic. Well, it was dramatic. You watch your baby get sucked up by a twister. This is almost... Well, the fact is the baby survived. That's the miracle. But you wonder how it happened. The mother said that I was pretty sure he was dead and we weren't going to find him. But they did. And I guess they went out after the twister. And all the baby had cuts and bruises. That was it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? The boyfriend got
pretty much everybody.
Off and,
Yeah. Broken arm, shoulder, all of that. But everybody else, it was just cuts and bruises. And
the home is completely lost and the car was destroyed. So I guess they have a fundraiser, a GoFundMe page, to help the family out. And this time of year, they will be helped out a lot. You can be sure of that. $16,000 raised already in the last day or two.
And the rental company that where the mobile home is, the rental company is putting them up in a hotel for a month to help them kind of get their lives back together after losing everything.
Yep. Wow. There you go. I can laugh about it. Just think about it, though. I'm chuckling because I'm thinking, how does it happen? And it doesn't happen. It is a miracle. A child that's 4 months old gets sucked up into a tornado and then survives? Good Lord. Think about that. A lot of teamwork involved in the town to help the family sort of get their act back together again. I was thinking about that, Jay, and how it is. We were talking earlier, having James look up some stuff. We have a good team here. We have a nice team, and we work well together, and that's what teamwork is all about. When you have worked together, I've had people around me on this program. Jennifer's been here for almost 20 years. And Jay's come into the mix, and James has, and we've got other people behind the scenes. And it's the same in any business or even in a family, a group, an organization. A lot of people that have, we have a business association here in my hometown that I belong to, and we have nice meetings. We learn a lot from each other's mistakes. And therefore, we have, as a collective, better outcomes when we have problems. And that's what it's all about, isn't it? To understand what other people go through and to optimize the results of the work they do to fix their problems. That's what teamwork is, sharing. As corny as it sounds, sharing and caring, that's what it is all about. You get better when you're around people that learn, you learn from them. Around people that are smarter than you are or have done things better than you have, that's what it's all about, right?
You put I always like the one saying where it's like, if you are the smartest person in the room, get out of that room. You're in the wrong room.
I never heard that one before, but that's good. I like that. Excellent. All right, the First Lady is coming under fire, Jay, because of what happened. The White House looks like a... Did you see some of those pictures? They're calling it the banana room.
I think they look great. They're calling it the what room?
The banana room. That was the United States. Look at the... One of the comments I see... of course, it was posted on Fox, so maybe that's considered the source. The White House video calling it the United States of bananas because of all of the... bananas that are decorating one of the rooms in the White House. There's a video that's on. There's a video on X. Shows a bunch of dancers running around the White House The theme that Mrs. Biden came up with was magic, wonder, and joy. There's a lot of stuff that is kind of weird. Looks like a woman running around with Dracula teeth, and there's a dance group. I don't know.
Will you send me this? I didn't see this one. Yeah. I just saw the photos.
It's all over the Fox News app. Just
the West Wing, and the West Wing looks so cool with the ornaments all hanging from the ceiling.
Yeah, they have a lot of, they've decorated, like, the walkway that goes from one part of the White House to the other has these candy canes around the columns. Did you see that picture?
Yeah, that's what I'm looking at. Did I say West Wing?
Is that the one you're looking at?
Yeah, that's what I'm looking at. And it has all of the ornaments hanging down. And I was reading more about it, and it's supposed to be reminiscent of childhood, of laying under the tree and looking up.
Yeah. I don't know. When I look at this sort of thing, I suppose... somebody take a shot at me for this. All I'm thinking about is how many people paid taxes to pay for this? How many people worked all year and they paid $10,000, $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 in taxes? And how much did it cost to do this? And is this an appropriate use? Some years the White House and also other governmental properties are decorated with money, gifts. Not there's a fund that you can use, or that there is, that's available, used for this sort of thing. I don't know. I'm not sure where it came. But there's just the weird dancing and people. I don't know. It doesn't look
Christmassy. Yeah, I didn't see that.
The candy canes.
The decoration and the... they partnered with HGTV for an upcoming special where Drew and Jonathan Scott actually did all of the decoration, and they had... The property brothers, and they had 70 volunteers or something. So this is an upcoming special, so I'm sure that there is a lot of sponsored stuff and not all those dollars.
I find I don't want it to sound the wrong way, but there's, because you can't really say anything that sounds critical if there's diversity involved in it. There's something about what I see here that makes me think the diversity's gone a little bit too far. And that is the only comment I will have regarding that. It's 18 after. Merry Christmas!
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, head dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-504-1123. 800-504-1123. 800-504-1123. That's 800-504-1123. Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
The IRS has several options for paying your taxes. You can pay with IRS Direct Pay, a debit or credit card, or with an electronic funds withdrawal when you e-file your return. If you can't pay the full amount, consider paying over time with an online payment agreement or our Offer in Compromise program. Both tools are available on IRS.gov. Go to IRS.gov/payment to find an option that is best suited for you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Okay, social media time, 23 after the hour. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. I happen to be Doug. She happens to be Jay. We're here at the ready. Our social media handle for all, Facebook, Instagram, X. What else? We never went to Reddit. I asked for Jay to study Reddit because I went back to the moldy oldie and we decided that it wasn't
the way back
of
the
value. Right, yeah, the good old days. So anyway, what's trending today in the technical side of things? There's a very interesting overview of what people think they ought to be doing. Should we be plugged in or should we be unplugged? And there's some new technology, and if in fact you get unplugged, the question is, does that alienate you from society? Are we that deeply into this hole that if you're not on social media, you're unplugged from reality and from society and from life? Huh? And then there are these, you know, we're seemingly rushing in two directions. Some people are trying to get away from this as fast as they can. And I wonder, Jay, if some of it isn't because they're afraid of artificial intelligence and what that can do. It could, you know, take over. The technology of artificial intelligence could take over the Internet, could take over social media. Mm-hmm. And then what do you have? If you're not on it, you're not going to be exposed to it, or is that sticking your head in the sand?
Well, there are some companies that are racing to develop this, like, quote-unquote unplugged AI, where it's unplugged from the Internet and providing users with more personalized experiences, private experiences, mm-hmm. as opposed to, yeah. Well, here's what the majority of people are searching, or here's what the majority... And
well, that's what we talk about. We look at these lists, the trending stories from various sources, and... Yeah, that's what everybody's looking at. Isn't that what determines what's trending? The number of people mm-hmm. who are looking at stories like this? Huh?
And this is AI that will be less dependent on internet and the cloud itself and kind of run as a device on its own.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is
what do you think? You want to sign up?
AI.
Yeah, you want to sign up for it?
No. I don't even have a smart speaker. I'm mm-hmm. like, no, thank you.
You don't have Alexa? Join the crowd. I don't have it either.
I don't.
I walked into I walked into my daughter's home the last time I was there a couple of weeks ago, and I started talking about something, and it was a song. I don't remember what it was, but it was a popular song. And all of a sudden, I hear the song. Like, I just mentioned the name of the song, excuse me, and then I hear it. The speakers, they have Alexa and...
You don't have to give the prompt, because normally you have to say the name and then give the prompt. There is a device in the room I am currently in, so that's why I'm not saying the command, because I don't want her to start talking. I'm still at my parents' house, so when I say I don't have one, I do not have one. There's not one in my home before. There will not be one in our home when we do move out.
But
it is one of those things. And there was one time recently I was playing in the basement with my son, and I said something to him, and it started calling somebody, and then was like, "Leave a voicemail." And I'm like, "What is happening?" I don't like any of it. I would rather just use my own like fingers and type something in on the phone or whatever. But I do get a kick out of it when someone is trying to convert me and they're like, "Look at how easy it is," and they say the name, they're like, "Set the timer for this," or "Turn off the timer," and it's not working, and they get louder and louder and louder. And it's just one of those kind of validating feelings of like, it really looks a lot easier when you could just hit the button yourself with your finger.
All right. There's a word to the wise. Maybe that's sufficient. Tom Cruise has a new girlfriend. She is a Russian socialite. And I just told Jay before we went on in this segment, I was trying to pronounce her name and I couldn't. She's Russian. So, okay. Aren't most of the bad guys in the Mission Impossible movies, aren't the Russians the bad guys? I wonder if that's how he met her. Wow. All right, boys and girls, food for thought. 28 past the hour.
Energy got expensive. I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. There are things you can do right there at home to cut energy cost. Are you running a load of wash? Unless you're attacking serious stains, the cold water mode is okay for most of what you're washing. And wait until you have a full load to save electricity and water. Ditto for the dishwasher, which will also save on detergent, which is pricey now. And stocking up on groceries doesn't just take advantage of bargains you find. Your freezer works more efficiently when it's full, because all the stuff in there is frozen, so you'll use less electricity. As for the fridge, set it between 28 and 42 degrees Fahrenheit, and the freezer between 0 and 5. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
Doug Stephanie with a reminder about that fabulous opportunity I've been talking about for a couple of months, where you can get 2 free nights in Las Vegas, and all you have to do is dial up this number, 800-419-DOUG. That happens to spell Doug, and you can spell it out with using the numbers 3684. So if it's easier for you, 800-419-3684, call that number right now and be one of the first 10 to get in, and you'll be on your way to having a great time. Couple of free nights, yours, in Las Vegas, by dialing 800-419-DOUG. What could be simpler? There's no contest involved here. It's just fun. Nobody's going to ask you for your name, your date of birth, all that stuff. Nope. Just anticipate fun. 541 Travels has put this deal together, so latch on to that and them by dialing 800-419-DOUG.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Biden administration officials have not conducted an assessment to determine if Israel is adhering to international law in its conflict with Hamas. State Department spokesman Matthew Miller faced questions about the appropriate use of U.S.-supplied weapons by Israel.
We are engaged in conversations with the Israeli government about steps that they can take to minimize civilian harm.
A New York court has dismissed former President Trump's attempt to contest the gag order imposed on him. Trump's legal team sought to overturn the order preventing him and his attorney from discussing Judge Arthur Engron's court staff publicly. The appeals court ruled that Trump did not follow the appropriate legal procedure to challenge the gag order and sanctions against him. Retiring from Congress, former House Speaker Kevin McCarthy bid farewell in his final speech on the House floor today.
Thank you for ever giving me this opportunity to serve you. I loved every single day.
Dave Collins, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
You'll know what's going on if you listen to my grandson. Good day.
That's fine. Nothing wrong with that. All right, so we are in the nice news department here at the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner. Good news surrounding people who have won the jackpots in lotteries. Here's a story from Kentucky today where co-workers split a $50,000 lottery prize, won on tickets that they got as gifts. This is a good idea, right, for Christmas? You give people lottery tickets. Put them in the stocking. Right? All these colleagues who worked at the Med Center in Bowling Green, Ohio, no, Bowling Green, Kentucky. This is Bowling Green, Ohio, too. They split the lottery prize after their boss gave them scratch-off tickets. And this was his, he's giving them these tickets for the holidays. The supervisor of the group, Sheila Coulter, told lottery officials that she gifted her team with $30 worth of tickets. They won $50,000. And then how many of these people were there? I didn't see that anywhere. How many of the staff members was it? 14? 14 of the 21, yeah. Mm-hmm. Were present when the team won the prize money. So, good. A nice way to
start
the holiday with extra cash.
That's right. Things for the rest of them who weren't there.
Right.
That's why you show up to the work
parties. Right. Yep, show up. And Merry Christmas. Here's another lottery story. This fellow who actually lives in L.A., remember this story? From last year at this time, he won the $2 billion Powerball jackpot. He immediately went on a vacation to Fiji with some of his friends. He took himself off of all social media. His name was not publicized until last February. Took 3 months. And so I'm going to give him the privacy that he deserves. He kept the cash, $997 million.
That is
he amazing. Decided instead of, right? No. He kept it a secret. And so he went to Fiji. He hired bodyguards when he came back. He made several real estate purchases, including buying a $47 million house in Bel Air. And he also bought a $25 million mansion in Hollywood. He became the target of a lawsuit filed by a fellow named Jose Rivera, who asserted that he bought the winning ticket. Remember that? He said, I bought the ticket. This guy stole it from me. There's always going to be somebody around like that.
Mm.
Right? Oh, that was my ticket. Especially when they look at the amount of cash there is that's involved in this. Anyway.
Well, and there was an investigation, and the California Lottery Commission had evidence supporting that the winner that was awarded the money was the lawful winner.
Yep. So there. Has anybody received calendars for next year yet? The 2024 calendars? Isn't this the time of year when they're being distributed by banks and businesses?
Mm-hmm. You have the calendar mouse pads.
No, I've never seen those.
The mouse pad, if you have the
yeah, yeah, no, I know, I have it.
My
mouse pad has it in a picture of my old dog.
Calendar on it.
Oh, really? Oh,
yeah, a lot of people will send those out. Mm-hmm.
Okay. How many people are going to parties? Do you have invitations, a lot of invitations? A lot of people get a lot of invitations this time of year. And if you don't want to go, it's okay to say no. If you really don't want to attend a function, why would you go if you didn't want to go? Right?
Is that a thing? Do people go to parties they don't want to go to?
I don't know. There's a study I'm looking at from the American Psychological Association finds that people overestimate the negative ramifications of declining an invitation. I don't know any host that. How much do you read into somebody who sends an RSVP back and says, sorry, can't attend?
Yeah, or I think it's worse if you say, yes, you can attend, and then last minute you say you won't be attending. I think that's worse, yeah. But if you just say no straight from the get-go.
All right, so then give me your advice on this. The other night I was at a function, a little Christmas party, and one of the ladies there is a state rep, and she had sent me an invitation to go to her fundraiser, and I did not respond. So I saw her at this event, and she said, I hope I'll see you tomorrow night. And I said, geez, I don't know. As it turned out, I was busy last night. I didn't get home until about 9 o'clock, but I didn't want to commit myself. And the reason I didn't, tell me whether you think I'm right or wrong or being small. I sent her a donation when she first ran 2 years ago, and it was a substantial donation. And she never sent me a thank you. Never said thank you to me, never sent me a thank you. It's unheard of to send somebody a check, it seems to me anyway, in bad form, If you send, you ask somebody to send you a donation to the campaign, you send it, and then you don't send a thank you, bad.
Yeah, I think I would feel the same way of, like, why did I not get a, whether it's a thank you note, a thank you card, an email, a quick phone call, a text message, just some kind of acknowledgement. Yeah. Also kind of a confirmation that you did, in fact, receive it, and you saw whom it was from.
Yeah. She got
but
it
as
because
far as,
the check was cashed. So, I know.
As far as like not
wanting
to go to something, there's no harm in just saying no right off the bat if you know you don't want to go. And if you feel bad saying no or you don't know if you're going to be available, just say, I'm not sure I'm going to make it. I'll have to try. Let me see. And then let them know later after the fact of, like, look, I can't make it work or I can't swing it.
Yeah. Maybe do I take the cowardly way out and just say, not sure.
You, like, straight up ghosted her.
I did. So... And some of my friends are supportive of her, but I don't know. Sometimes I'm very involved in politics here, and it's cool, but I don't know. I just I felt like, no, I don't want to go.
Yeah, you see all the pictures? There's a lost art of thank you notes, too, that not enough people do it.
Yeah.
But I also... sometimes if you send something to somebody and you didn't send it yourself, you bought it from somewhere online and there it's automatically being sent to the person, and you think that, oh, I marked this as a gift and I put in a note that says whom it's from and all this stuff. That note is not always in there. We had a number of gifts when we had our son, baby gifts, that came in with absolutely no idea who they are from. There are people who probably think we are so rude for not sending them a thank you note or acknowledging they bought our baby a gift because we never had any information of whom sent it. It was just completely blank.
Yeah. Well, there you go. Not a great... Okay. Thanks. Welcome. You say, well, I didn't know it came from you. How do I know?
It would have been one thing. We did have a couple people say, hey, did you get this gift? And I could finally say, oh, my goodness, yes, we had no idea who it was from. There was no thank you note, or I'm sorry, not there was no note of who it was from or anything. We had no idea, and then I can send a thank you note. But there were some gifts that nobody claimed.
I had a coffee cake delivered to me yesterday, and it was from a friend. As a matter of fact, I had lunch with him yesterday, and the coffee cake was yummy. I had some vanilla ice cream with it last night. It was yummy. Those are the kind of things that are fun to have at Christmas time. I'd rather have stuff like that, or somebody send me chocolate because I'm a chocolate nut. I have chocolate every day of my life, and so you want to make me smile, send me some chocolate. Like chocolate. Yum. Not dark chocolate either. No.
Like chocolate.
New. Yeah. Taylor Swift, 34 years old, had a birthday party, and the person that she spent the most time with wasn't who you thought it would be. I guess Kelsey, was that how you pronounce his name? Kelsey?
Yeah, he had to, it was mandatory practices or something. He had to stay in Kansas City.
Right. So she spent her time with her best friend, Blake Lively. I don't know why I was surprised that the two of them are best friends, because...
Oh, really?
They kind of look alike. Don't you think
the
two of them look alike?
I believe... I don't think they look alike in the sense that they could be related, but I think sometimes when you're really close to somebody, you kind of have the same... I forget the word I'm looking for, like aesthetic.
Glow.
But I believe that she is godmother to Blake and Ryan Reynolds' children.
Really? Children.
Like they call her, they refer to her as Aunt Taylor, and they don't really realize that she's this mega world star. They just think that she sings for a living. Like she gets paid to do karaoke.
What's wrong with that? That is a great description. Here's, ladies and gentlemen, Taylor Swift, who gets paid to do karaoke. Yay!
But isn't that cool? Like, children, they don't care what you do for a living. They just care about the time that you give them and the love that you give them and how you play with
Here's the story of a kid from the Rochester Institute of Technology, a student there, missing for 3 weeks. Matthew Grant, located, reunited with his family. This is interesting. Nobody will tell you what happened, where this guy go, where his whereabouts were, or how he was found. This sounds very mysterious, doesn't it? What would happen? You would disappear for 3 weeks. And by the way, it was during exam time, right? Exams on college campuses just over. This week, I know my daughter is correcting a lot of papers for the end of the semester. I wonder if it was just, okay, I don't want to take the exams. I'm going to disappear for 3 weeks. See you later. Adios. All right. I've been talking about the polls with the various and sundry people. I think Joe Biden, and I don't mean to be an axe grinder. I kind of have always liked Joe Biden. He's kind of like a pleasant guy. And you know, you dig around, and it just seems like he's not the person that you thought he was. But when you watch him these days, I almost feel sorry for him because he doesn't seem, you know, people make fun of him because he's 80 and he doesn't seem to have a grip and that stuff. Yeah, there's something to that. But as we're talking about, I'm looking at this video of him from yesterday doing some kind of a press conference, and it's just slow. And there's nothing wrong with that. Certainly people that get up into that age category, and I'm near it myself, when they slow down, they slow down. That's a natural thing. And to have people make fun of him is kind of sad. What I find troubling here is that he and his wife and his family don't get it. And they feel like they either must serve. What is it? He said last week he wouldn't be in the race if it wasn't for Donald Trump. He wanted to.
Yes, yes.
So, but then you look at him. I mean, you look at both of them. Trump looks like a clown to me, with all of his orange makeup and stuff and the contortions in his face. And then Joe Biden just doesn't have. There's nothing there that gives you confidence. Like, this guy is like Netanyahu. Say what you will about him. This guy is a tough guy. And he's leading a country that needs a tough leader. I think America needs a tough leader, and I don't see one out there, frankly, at least at the moment. All right, anyway, 48 after, this is Good Day.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, head dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
Attention small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You could recover up to $26,000 per employee today. And all you have to do is make one short 10-minute call to take your business up a notch or bounce back from these difficult couple of years. Omega Accounting Solutions can help you recover any payroll tax overpayments you made during the pandemic. You may even be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute ERC consultation to determine if you qualify. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. They know their stuff so well that CPAs and payroll companies even turn to Omega for ERC tax guidance. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. 1-800-309-ERC or visit OmegaTaxCredit.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810.
800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Dr. Ken Kronos, if you're just joining us, this is Good Day Health. We have questions segment, questions for Dr. Ken. You can call him in at 855-999-3684. Send them along to me, and I'll make sure that Ken gets a hold of them. And you can get a hold of Ken, by the way, at his clinic down in Florida, Lake Cardiology. Want an appointment? Want to discuss what's going on with your health and well-being? Questions that you need to have. There are all kinds of questions. He gets asked a lot of questions on the radio, and certainly questions in person at Lake Cardiology or on a Zoom call. Line it up by dialing 352-735-1400. That again, dial in number 352-735-1400. There is a question here about romantic relationships and how it is that one, this is a psychological thing, I suppose, as much as it is a medical thing, Ken. The warning signs that come, what are the warning signs of violence that may occur in romantic relationships?
Yeah, this is very interesting that we all need to know, because everybody's interested in either staying or getting into a romantic relationship. So this is news from Social Psychological and Personality Science Medical Journal this week, Doug. This is a new study that finds there are actually early behavioral warning signs. So listen up, everybody who's on the dating websites, or if you're thinking about, you know, love is lovelier the second time around. So there's warning signs from a partner that suggests the risk for violence is there. And the more signs a person sees in the partner, the higher the potential risk. So can we go over some of the warning signs in a partner uncovered by this study? You ready? There's three of them. We need some time. Do we have enough time?
Yeah, we have time. Okay. Yeah, go ahead.
There's three. The first is a sense of arrogance or entitlement. The second is negative reactions when a person said no to something. And the third is discounting a partner's reasoning if they happen to disagree with something they said or did. So these are things everyone needs to think about. They're warning signs. And most people who are going to get violent show some of this. In this study, they did uncover that not everybody who got violent had any of these, but most who did have these, one or two or three of these. And the more of these you had, the more likely you were to show some violence in your relationship.
Wow. That's a pretty heavy thing.
Should we go over them again?
You know what? Let them be absorbed, and let's do it again next week. How about that? We'll go over it again next week.
Important. Everybody stay safe and happy, and love should be happy, and you should be safe in your love.
Very much so. All right, here's a question about something called vasculitis. This fellow had kind of a rare form of it, so he said it knocked out his vision, knocked out his hearing, knocked out his equilibrium. So what is vasculitis? Vascular disease, right? You're the circulation guy, the heart guy. Is vasculitis related to circulation?
Yeah, vasculitis, fortunately, is not that common. And I don't think we've even talked about it very much in the past, have we, Doug?
No, again, that's why this question is good.
Vasculitis, it's an inflammation of the blood vessels. They may thicken and weaken, and the blood vessel walls actually just weaken. And sometimes the blood flow is restricted, you get organ damage, and it can affect any part of the body. And again, how it often can be treated. It's often treated with drugs that just tamp down the immune system. But this is an area that needs a lot more research. It's one of these areas of medicine that we don't really totally understand. And stay tuned in the next couple of decades. Hopefully we'll have a better understanding of this.
Well, there are a lot of those questions that come up, I think, and at least you point people in the right direction, which is what we're all about here. Good Day Health, Dr. Ken Kronhaus, Lake Cardiology down in Florida. He's always talking about a number of things. You can tap into his knowledge very easily, and every week we have the ability for you to hear the Good Day Health Show at gooddayhealthshow.com and also our downloads, which feature the highlights. Check it all out at gooddayhealthshow.com. Dr. Ken and Doug here at 59 past the hour on Good Day Health.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.